All right. Hi again, everybody, and welcome back aboard our local hour here on my favorite 2 a.m. radio stations in the entire nation. Of course, 1450 a.m. KBFI in beautiful Bonners Ferry, 1400 a.m. KSBT right here in somewhat soggy Sandpoint. And yes, it is very soggy. Mid-30s, it's kind of what we got for today, maybe a little bit tomorrow. It's supposed to be dry this weekend, so at least we'll get a little bit out of this funk. And you know, you got to look at the bright side on these really gray, chilly, soggy days, is daylight savings time is just over a week away. It's a week from Sunday. Get your head around that. We're going to spring ahead in about 10 days. It's awesome. And right behind it will be the official first day of spring. So look a little on the sunny side. Anyway, today we're looking at North Idaho Thursday. I'm your host, Bob Witte. We've got another good one for you today. First up, we'll have our monthly segment with representatives from Bonner General Health. Today, we welcome in the Bonner General Family Practice providers, or a couple of them, Nicole Grimm and David Moran is with us. And we're looking forward to that. Then in our second segment, we'll have another one of our monthly guests is Sherry Coldwell from the Sandpoint Area Seniors. Will join us once again. We'll find out what's happening in this month of March at the Senior Center. And in our final segment, we'll meet this year's Bonner County Fair Rodeo Queen. I've never met her. Her name is Maddie Gunter. Looking forward to this. Maddie is going to be participating, of course, in the coronation fundraising event coming up. And we'll learn all about Maddie and that event in just a couple of minutes. But first, what else is going on? Well, the Oscar shorts are coming to the Panada Theater. And that is going to be starting tonight. The Oscar-nominated short films in animation, live action, and documentary categories. Animated shorts will play today at 7, this evening at 7. Then coming up on the 6th at 2. Oh, and play again on the 6th at 2:30. The live action shorts will play tomorrow evening at 7, and again on March 5th at 2:30. And the documentary shorts will play on March 5th at 7 p.m. Tickets are just $10 for adults, or you can get a $25 punch card for all three events. You can go to panada.org for more information on that. This afternoon at McDuff's Beer Hall, they are hosting the Major Hops Beer Launch from 6 to 8 p.m. I've heard nothing but great things about this. I think it's a triple IPA, Major Hops, coming out today at 6. There'll be music by Kevin Doran and a great raffle basket. And the money raised today will go to Better Together Animal Alliance. And that'll be between 6 and 8 p.m. this evening. This weekend, the Twilight Ski Program continues, brought to you by the Sandpoint Parks and Recreation at Schweitzer. Own the Night Twilight Ski Program. For more information on anything and everything happening at Schweitzer, you can go to schweitzer.com for information there. What else is going on this weekend? Friday, Pondere Winery has Kosh, K-O-S-H, Kosh, playing from 5 until 8. At the Home Depot today, or Saturday, that is, they have a do-it-yourself kits available for kids. So check out to the local Home Depot and find out what that's all about. It's happening Saturday. In fact, it's going to be happening the first Saturday of each month while supplies last. There's a Mega Alpine and Snowboard Demo Day Saturday at Schweitzer as well. Again, go to schweitzer.com for anything there. 2:19 on Saturday, Crooked Tooth from 9 until midnight. At the Niner Saturday at the winery, Weeby Jammin'. Nick Weeby performs songs that appeal to a wide range of listening tastes across the genres. Check him out from 5 to 8 Saturday at the winery. Live music at the back door Saturday with Bright Moments Jazz. And coming up, starting Monday, it will be the Festival at Sandpoint virtual wine auction. You could look at the silent auction items and bid on them all week long, and then on the 12th, it culminates with the wine auction night itself, where we'll have a live auction with Jack Peterson from a neighboring radio station and myself hosting that. And it's going to be a lot of fun. So we'll talk more about that next week as well. We'll be talking to Nicole and David from Bonner General Family Practice, and they will be with us here in just a moment. So stick around.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. Subscription required. Refund available for 60 days after purchase.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 90% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to 4hymns.com/radio. You'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the biggest brands at 90% off. That's right, get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but 90% cheaper. It's the same medication you get from your doctor, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. Results are guaranteed or your money back. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hymns.com/radio. That's 4hymns.com/radio for your free online visit. forhims.com/radio.
Grunberg Sloss Collector's Cabinet has added ReadyWise Survival and Emergency Foods to their line of food and storage supplies. They also feature preparedness and homesteading books and supplies, plus ammo and knives. And, of course, Grunberg Sloss carries U.S. and world coins, gold and silver, bullion, jewelry, and more. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 5, located on Triangle Drive, just south of the Kootenai Cutoff Road in Ponderay. Grunberg Sloss Collector's Cabinet.
North Idaho's Radio, 97.1 FM.
All right, we are back, North Idaho Thursday, and Nicole and David are with us. They are from BGH in the General Family Practice Department, and either one of you take it over and tell us, what is the Family Practice Department? What do you guys do?
Hey, Bob, thanks for having us. Mm-hmm. Family Practice is a large clinic in where we take care of patients across the lifespan. We take care of newborns as they're born, all the way through pediatrics, teenagers, adults, and geriatrics.
So it's basically like you go to see your family doctor that you've been seeing since you were a little kid. That's what you guys do.
Yeah, so our practice is made up of three family nurse practitioners, and we take care of simple to kind of acute complaints all the way to taking care of chronic conditions such as diabetes and high blood pressure. We can order lab work, diagnostics, imaging, routine GYN care. We do a lot of preventative medicine, wellness visits, and have immunizations and do a lot of health promotion.
So is it different than a traditional family doctor, like you'd go to a family health center or something like that, or is it basically the same thing?
Same thing.
It's just at Bonner General.
Correct.
Uh-huh. So, David, what is your function over there?
I'm one of the family nurse practitioners as well. Lana Young was the initial provider who started the clinic. She's not with us today, but she still works in the clinic.
Okay.
She's there Monday, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays. I work Tuesday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, and Nicole works Thursdays and Fridays. So we have coverage every day of the week. I have the lowest patient impanelment because I'm the new guy on the block. So I'm open for business.
They give you all the challenging ones? Like, here, you take her.
I wish that were the case. No, but I get the new patients because I have the openings. Nicole and Lana tend to have full impanelments. So we still are taking, all of us are taking new patients, but I take the most new patients.
And the way we schedule it, we have room for same-day visits because no one knows the day that you get a cold or an infection and need to be seen. So we do have cross coverage where someone's not working one day that you need to be seen and we get you in.
So do you set apart a part of the day for that? Like, I'm just guessing, say, between 2 and 4 or something
it's
like that?
It's quite the art of scheduling. Not quite like that, but we definitely accommodate to for our patient's best interest and whatever they need.
That's really good to know, because it's kind of frustrating, at least in my lifetime. It's like, I really need to see my doctor. I'm kind of worried about this, especially as I get older.
Yeah.
And saying, well, yeah, he'll take you next Thursday. I'm like, I don't know. I got to find somewhere else to go.
Well, we don't. It's not carte blanche, but certainly if you need to be seen, it's very likely you'll be seen same day. So I think that that's a benefit to our, the way we cover for each other.
Absolutely.
So it works well.
And the complexities of healthcare and getting into different specialists and other providers, family practice really offers just assistance in navigating healthcare, which, as with COVID and needing things in an immediate basis, family practice really is able to help navigate a family through those situations and provide good health outcomes.
Yeah. So speaking of COVID, how's it going over there at BGH? Are you feeling better about things or?
Yeah, I'm really personally grateful for just our community who've stepped up and have been vaccinated. And yes, I think we do feel a sense of lightening. CDC just relaxed guidelines. I certainly think we need to be smart and diligent and keep getting boosted when we need to and wearing masks when appropriate. But yeah, ultimately, I'm feeling more optimistic.
Yeah, and new studies coming out all the time about it, you know, whether you're going to need a fourth one and when and things like that. So we'll just have to see how that plays out in the coming months or what have you, or maybe it'll become a yearly thing like the flu shot. Mm-hmm. Speaking of the flu, have you seen much of it in your clinic this year?
For me, I haven't seen a lot. We've tested intermittently just based on symptoms, and I've seen one or two cases. I just haven't seen a lot of flu. I probably attribute that to the protections that we've instilled due to COVID.
Yeah, I think so, too. I haven't had as much of it, although the CDC did project, and it's certainly here in our community. I think really the diligent hand washing and masking and people staying home when they're not feeling well has really helped mitigate a lot of the spread.
And using, you know, disinfectant wipes on door handles and things like, yeah, we were all freaking out about that, about the pandemic, but it's like, it just makes sense, especially around here in the wintertime, you know. And so I think, at least in my little circle of friends, I've seen hardly any flu, but a lot fewer colds, too, in the last two winters.
Right.
Well, once upon a time, as a provider, you wouldn't hesitate to walk into a room with a sick patient without a mask on. That was right before COVID,
yeah.
And now I can't imagine going into a coughing patient's room without both of us being in a mask. So a lot's changed.
Yeah, I have a feeling masks are going to be around, like, for the rest of our lives. I mean, you think about, you know, going to the a train depot or an airport or some busy place like that. It's like, I'm definitely masking up.
Yes, I don't foresee ever getting on an airplane again without a face mask, honestly. There's no need.
And it's not that inconvenient, and it just makes sense that everybody stays healthier. What other type of things have you been seeing at your clinic?
So I really enjoy sitting in front of children and adolescents and women's health. So I tend to do a lot of preventative medicine and well child visits. In terms of acute things, I haven't really seen much through the in the community wise.
Yeah. So the COVID has been our main focus for year. So that you also have an ear, nose, and throat department. How does your department differ from what they do there?
Usually they see us first. So, you know, you come in with an ear, nose, throat complaint. If it's an acute complaint, then most of the time that's something we handle right there in our clinic. If it's a chronic issue or requires referral to ENT, we go ahead and put that referral in. We get the authorizations approved, and they go over and see the ENT physician.
And that's the beauty of family practice, is we are really kind of the medical home base.
Mm-hmm.
Usually a patient doesn't see just one specialist, so we will then coordinate the care of what the specialist is recommending, and then cardiology will make medication recommendations, and then they come back to us. And we are just kind of the gatekeepers and help assimilate all of their care.
Well, that makes perfect sense. So you have, you know, specialists right there in your same building that can help you. That's a definite plus for you guys. Are you located in the same building as the hospital and everything else?
We are in the new building right across the walkway, right below Sandpoint Women's Health on the first floor. Really great location. Lots of parking.
So I assume you don't take walk-in patients, but you want people to call and make an appointment, and if you can get them in that day, you will do it.
Ideally, but we've been known to take a patient who walks in.
I think if the patient has established care and is already a patient of ours, or if they've gone onto the website and filled out the new patient paperwork, usually they'll schedule them an appointment either same day or sometime during that week. If we have patients that are already on our empanelment and they need to be seen, then we usually work them into our schedule. That's that schedule where we have that flexibility built in.
So I just noticed in my notes here, it said to mention holistic family care. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I think that we all are into holistic family care. I think Lonnie Young has built a reputation in the community for somebody who's very holistic. And by holistic, body, mind, diet, exercise, all the things that go in with...
As opposed to just giving you drugs.
Correct, correct. You know, I think the goal is to stay away from medicine if at all possible.
And that's great.
That's part of the care. And so sometimes it's not avoidable. But in the case of all three of us, our goal is lifestyle modification. You know, what are you doing to control matters on your own?
Right.
And then, of course, if they need medication, then that's something we do.
Absolutely. So to make an appointment, is you just call the general number at Bonner General?
Yep. Our phone number is 265-2221. And you can also go online and fill out our new patient paperwork.
At bonnergeneral.org.
Perfect.
Yeah, that'll work. Nicole, David, thanks for joining us today. Thanks for all you do in the community, and keep up the good work.
Thanks, Bob.
All right. We are going to take our second break. When we come back, Sherry Caldwell is here from the Sandpoint Senior Center. We'll find out what's happening all month long at the Senior Center right after this.
The Coeur d'Alene Resort is proud to welcome back the 12th annual Coeur d'Alene Blues Festival. This three-day music festival brings a soulful lineup of performers, including Anna Popovic, John Namath, and many more of your favorite blues artists. Kick off the weekend with a blues cruise on Friday. Then enjoy 8 hours of continuous performances at the main event on Saturday. Make it a weekend to remember with an overnight resort room package. For tickets and room packages, visit cdabluesfestival.com.
If you're experiencing painful cramps, pelvic pain, or even painful intimacy, you may be experiencing symptoms of endometriosis. In fact, 1 in 10 women have endometriosis but don't know it. The pain is real, and if left untreated, can make it difficult to get pregnant. Northwest Women's Care specializes in the treatment of endometriosis as well as compassionate and comprehensive gynecologic care. Call Northwest Women's Care today at 208-262-2482 or visit nwsh.com/endometriosis.
What's better than the perfect cut of meat for a tasty meal? That's easy. The perfect cut of meat on sale.
Super One Foods 12-hour meat sale this Thursday only. With great savings on USDA Choice Boneless Beef New York Steak, Bone-In Pork Shoulder Roast, Boneless Beef Sirloin Tip Roast, and Boneless Pork Loin Roast. All on sale.
Super One Foods 12-hour meat sale this Thursday only. The savings are sizzling.
A lot of things feel out of control these days, so it's time you pick your battles. Skip playing referee in the morning. Skip laundry this week. Skip game limits today. Skip cooking tonight. New realities require new routines, and it's okay to skip some of the old ones. But don't skip your preteen's well visits and recommended and catch-up vaccinations. A public service announcement from Vaccinate Your Family in collaboration with Merck.
BF Quick Lube at the top of the South Hill does more than just lubes and oil changes. They do them quick. Just stop by or call and make an appointment at 208-267-7481. Along with regular maintenance, BF Quick Lube can handle most of your other auto repairs. BF Quick Lube would like to take this time to say thank you to each of their customers for putting their trust and support in their services year after year. For a quick lube and oil change and so much more, visit your friends at BF Quick Lube on the South Hill in Bonner's Ferry.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
97.1 FM, 1450 KBFI, and 1400 KSPT.
All right, we are back in our monthly segment with the Sandpoint Senior Center, and Sherry Caldwell is with us once again this month. And I think, did we miss last month?
We did.
Yeah, what happened? Where were you? I don't know. No, things were really hectic around here. I just had a full schedule. So what's been going on at the Senior Center?
Well, we've eased our restrictions a little bit more to invite more folks in to come and dine with us. So we're not restricting it to 40 people.
Good to know.
We've opened up the seating so you can sit six to a table now. And I think we have 10 tables, so we're up to 60 spaces for now. So that's the latest with the dining room.
So do you need to let you know that you're coming planning on coming to lunch that
Absolutely.
Day?
It's a problem we've been trying to get folks to help us with. We really need you to call to make your reservation and or cancel it. Certain days of the week, like breakfast, you know, if we have 40 people signed up and I make 40 slices of toast, I can't really do anything with those extra pieces if people don't show up. Same with like the eggs and stuff. So we're ending up having to donate that food, which obviously we're not getting, you know, any sort of credit for as far as like the state goes. So we really need folks to call and reserve a spot or cancel their spot. That would be really helpful.
How much of it is the same people every day?
It's the same people every day, pretty much. Or the folks that only come in like once a week and they're like, you know, they just don't always remember
like, hey,
to
I'm
do
every
it.
Tuesday or whatever. 263-6860 is the number for the Senior Center. So just call them and especially if you're new to town, you want to meet some people.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
Is there an age requirement? Do you have to be?
No, not at all. I mean, we will serve anybody 50 years of age and older. This winter, we've had at least once or twice a week someone new that has moved into town come in to check out the Senior Center and see what we're offering. So we definitely encourage you to come on down. You don't have to be quote-unquote old to come to the Senior Center. We have a lot of activities and fun things to offer, almost all of which are free. We've got bingo on Wednesday nights. We have bunco on Monday, bridge on Tuesday, pinochle on Wednesday. We have an adult exercise class called senior exercise class called Fit and Fall Proof that we have twice a week.
That had been put on hold for a little while.
It was because of COVID and not being able to find an instructor, but now we have instructors and the class has been going on full steam, and we have that on Mondays and Thursdays at 3. A couple of new things to keep in mind for you. We do have a casino trip at the Coeur d'Alene Casino next Monday the 14th, and we still have plenty of spots available if you're interested. It doesn't cost anything to go down. They'll give you some vouchers, and you know what you want to gamble, you certainly can. So you'll need to give us a call and get signed up for that, 263-6860 at the Senior Center.
And that's this Monday?
Monday the 14th.
Oh, Monday the 14th.
Monday the 14th. This Saturday, we have a free beekeeping class if anybody's interested.
I read about that. What's that all about?
Yeah, one of the ladies from the Ladies Homestead Gathering is offering to teach the class, and it's completely free. The beginner class is from 8 to 11. Then they'll take a break for lunch, and then the advanced class will be from 1 to 4. So we have that going on this Saturday. And, of course, this Friday is First Friday Stampers. Those ladies get together. Or gentlemen, if you're interested in crafting and making your own cards and things like that, that's a class is at 6 o'clock on Friday night at the Senior Center as well.
And this is a lot of information. So what is your website? So if people are, this is going too fast for them and they're interested in some of these programs, how do they find you?
Absolutely. You can go to sandpointareaseniors.com or is it .org? .org.
That's kind of why I was asking.
I forgot. That's terrible that I just forgot off the top of my head like that. But if you go to our website, and Bob's going to verify for me, we have an activities tab. You just click that, and it'll tell you what activities are available. And we also have a virtual activities tab, which really fun fact, apparently one of our local Girl Scout troops came across it and had been having fun doing all kinds of projects and even sent us some more to help seniors visit other places. So that was really fun. So we have an activities tab. tab. We have a menu tab so you can see what we're serving for the month. And then also a tab with the newsletter so you can catch up on all the things that have been going on at the news, at the Senior Center.
So it is sandpointareaseniors.org.
Yay.
Or sandpointareaseniors.org. My daughter Ricky and I, who I do the Wednesday show or we do the top 10 show, we argue about that ORG thing. Every time I say org, she goes, Dad. ORG.
I say org too.
I mean, it's org. Let's look at it. ORG. Org. So, St. Patrick's Day is this month. I personally think the single favorite holiday of the entire year. You're wearing green today.
I've got my shamrocks
there
on
already.
There
you go. Wow. So you're pumped for this. Uh-huh. Anything special going on with the seniors for St. Patrick's Day?
Oh, yeah. Corned beef and cabbage. And I'm telling you, Greg's corned beef is out of this world. I'm still thinking about it a year later. It was so yummy. I can't wait to house that. That's some good stuff. And is it on a birthday Thursday? Nope, not that time. But yeah, for St. Patrick's Day on Thursday the 17th, join us for some traditional corned beef and cabbage. I'll see if I can't come up with some fun Irish dessert to make for that day.
Well, you can get McDuff's to cater it with their, you know, their blonde and put some green.
There you go.
Them green dye. What else is going on this month? I saw a thing about it's National Nutrition Month.
Yeah, National Senior Nutrition Month.
Okay.
And so they had some information to share just to remind folks about, as you get older, some things to keep in mind. I think the biggest thing is hydration. Most seniors don't drink nearly enough water, and dehydration in seniors can have some pretty significant effect. For you and I, it's not a big deal. We'll just chug some water, but it can cause some definite confusion and memory issues for them. So,
actually, I've been reading a lot about how much water you should be consuming. So I'm drinking a lot more in the last few months. Mm-hmm. And the health benefits of just drinking water are tremendous. It keeps the system going, obviously. And the dehydration, lots of times when you're feeling confused or, you're kind of losing your eyesight or whatever, it's because you're dehydrated. You just don't even realize it because you're not feeling thirsty.
Right, exactly. And interesting, a nurse once told me that a lot of times when people are feeling hunger pangs, it's not necessarily hunger, it's thirst. So you might want to reach for that, glass or two of water first before you reach for a snack and see if that doesn't help things. And, do both. Grab some water and an apple and then, you're...
Or if you're trying to lose weight,
lots of times
you drink a bunch of water and it kind of fools your stomach into thinking that you're full.
It does.
So there you have it. Switching gears here a little bit, I also saw in your newsletter this month there's writing a family history novel. What is that all about?
So one of our seniors, Shakora Young, she wrote a fictionalized novel based off of her grandmother's history, her life. It's called Feeny's World. And she is going to be hosting a program for us on Mondays starting the 7th at 10 a.m. What you will do is you'll come down, you'll bring, as much of your family history, that knowledge that you have, and she'll help you craft a story based off of those facts.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think that's intriguing and something that I would think every senior would want to do.
Oh, yeah. I think that would be a wonderful way to, put your family history together to share with your children and your grandchildren, and something that the generations will have long after.
Yeah, absolutely. That's great. It's one of the things I've done on my own during this pandemic. I've spent so much time at home alone. Mm-hmm. I started writing all these things and just leave it for my kids.
It's very cool.
This is stuff that I can't tell you about that I did when I was a teenager. I can tell you now because I have got nothing to lose. Absolutely nothing. So let's take a look here. Of course, kind of reviewing dances. Mm-hmm. Country Plus plays on 2nd and 4th Saturdays of every month.
Correct.
From 1 until 4. So mm-hmm. if folks like to go out and do some dancing, there's that.
And they always take a break for a potluck lunch, so...
Oh.
Yeah, you don't have to dance. You can come down and just socialize and listen to good music and eat some good food.
That sounds great. And... the Ladies Homestead Gathering Herbal Night. Mm-hmm. It's basil this month.
It's basil this month.
And that is on St. Patrick's Day, March 17th at 6:30. You had mentioned the Fit and Fall Proof adult or senior exercise classes, Mondays and Thursdays at 3. casino trip coming up on March the 14th. And you mentioned that's free. How do you do that?
Well, I mean, the Coeur d'Alene Casino is providing the transportation for us, and they're giving the players vouchers for meals and I think some play time. I'm not sure. It's not very much. So, you know, obviously whatever you bring or you want to spend or can afford to lose is up to you, but the getting you down there doesn't cost anything. The only thing that they would like is for us to have at least 20 people. And if we can do that routinely, they'll start doing it every month instead of, you know, a few times throughout the year.
That sounds great. Anything else that you want to do mention this month?
Yes, we are very shorthanded at the Senior Center. We are looking for a prep cook, somebody especially with the experience with prepping desserts and salads. Mm-hmm. I'm still looking for a handyman or a handywoman to be on call to do odd jobs here and there. So we don't need somebody full time, but you know, if somebody was available to us on call that we can maybe reach out to once or twice a month to have a couple of small jobs done for us that are a little bit beyond my capability. So that, and if you're interested in volunteering, we just lost our home delivered meals driver for Wednesdays. Yeah, so I had to do the drive yesterday, and it's out in Sagal and Kokolala. So if anybody's interested in doing our joining us to be a driver for our home delivered meals program, we need a Wednesday person for the Sagal run.
Yeah, you can't do everything.
Well, apparently I can, because I have been.
So again, a Meals on Wheels driver, and if you need one for the Kokolala Sagal area,
yeah.
What days and how much time would you set aside for that?
Well, when I did it yesterday with the six houses that I went to, it took me just over an hour to do. Okay. And I've already got it plotted out, so it's fairly easy to map out, or it's already mapped out, so it's fairly easy to get through the deliveries. And I would obviously be going the first couple of times just to make sure that the person knew where the houses are, because it's sometimes a little difficult to find in the rural areas.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, it took me from the Senior Center all the way down and back just a little over an hour, about an hour and 15.
And that's 4 days a week?
No, it would just be on Wednesday.
Oh, just on Wednesdays.
Yeah.
Gotcha. And then the prep cook, how much experience does that person need?
A little bit of experience would be preferable, but at this point, anybody that's interested in working, like especially if you're recently retired and you're just looking to pick up a couple of extra hours a day, nothing too strenuous or taxing, maybe 4 hours a day, Monday through Friday, definitely give us a call at the Senior Center. We would love to hear from you. Our number is 263-6860, or you can stop by and fill out an application. We're at 820 Main Street.
Yeah, you can't miss it. Got your own little island out there off of Main Street. You do a great job on the monthly newsletter. If somebody wants to sign up for that or get it electronically, how should they do that? Just go to the website?
Yeah, you can go to the website or you can just email me directly at director@sandpointareaseniors.org and I'll add you to our monthly list. And everything that's in the newsletter, all the attachments that we put inside also get attached to the email, so you won't miss out on anything.
Yeah, because it is a lot of information, and you're welcome to join. You're not going to be charged, you know, a membership fee or anything like that. Come and go as you please. And again, the biggest change right now is restrictions loosening up a little bit, and up to 60 people can enjoy lunch. But you want to call ahead of time, let them know you're coming, 263-6860. And sandpointareaseniors.org or org, either one works, and check it out. Sherry, thanks for joining us. Good to see you again.
Thanks
and
for having me.
It's a big night at the beer hall tonight. They're introducing a new hoppy.
Are they really?
Major hop or something like that. So maybe we'll see you there.
All right.
We are going to take our final break. When we come back, Maddie Gunter is joining us. She is the Bonner County Rodeo Queen, Bonner County Fair Rodeo Queen for this year. And she has a big event coming up in just a little bit. So stick around and we'll learn all about that.
At Super One Foods in Sandpoint, save time, shop online, and pick up your items at the store or have them delivered to your home. It's easy and convenient. Go to superonefoods.net and select your items. Then set the time to pick up your groceries in one of the reserved parking spaces at the store or have them delivered. It's that simple. And Super One is now hiring. Great jobs with some positions starting at $18 an hour. Apply online at superonefoods.net.
Cabin fever got you down? Hitch up the team and head on over to Mountain Traders, a one-of-a-kind consignment trading post featuring quality used furniture, antiques, taxidermy, metal and wood art, jewelry, and more. From pistol socks to fool's gold, there's something for everyone at Mountain Traders, and they've added pulled pork to their menu. Open Tuesdays through Sunday, located on Highway 95 in Elmira, halfway between Bonner's Ferry and Sandpoint. Mountain Traders.
ADHD. It's the child who can't pay attention or sit still in school, right? The answer may be yes. Attention Deficit Hyperactivity Disorder, or ADHD, can be complicated and it can last a lifetime. Living with a condition can sometimes be a challenge. It may take years to accept a formal diagnosis, and it's not always easy to find the right treatment plan. Did you know that up to 75% of children and adolescents with ADHD have at least one additional mental health condition that also requires a comprehensive approach to treatment? ADHD guidelines were recently updated to reflect the need to screen for associated disorders. Be sure to talk with your child's doctor about proper screening and visit moretoadhd.com for additional information. That's moretoadhd.com. This message has been brought to you in partnership with ADA, ACO, and CHAD.
Sorry, Airbud. No dribbling allowed in my studio.
Hey, get in the game! Coach Neal here from Auto Credit Sales, and I'm a maniac for all this madness. But if I'm going to catch all these games, I'm going to need your help. So I cooked up a three-point plan to help you rebound from your old ride. One, pick any nicer, newer car from any of our lots. Two, pass me your old ride. And three, I'll come in with the assist and give you way more for your old ride. If your current car makes you feel second string, it's time for a rebound. Because this month only, you could get way more than it's worth. Worried about fouls on your credit report? My For the People credit approval process is a slam dunk. So if you're ready to rebound from your old ride, I'm open. Pass it to me and you can get way more than it's worth. But hurry, shot clock is running out and this deal's done at the buzzer. I'm Neil, and I'm your dealer for the people. See all the cars at autocreditsales.com.
Credit requires bank approval. Negative equity may be refinanced. Offer absolutely ends March 31st, 2022.
Keep up to date on everything we're doing at NorthIdahoRadio.com.
All right, we are back. Our final segment for today. I'm your host, Bob Witte. It is North Idaho Thursday, and Maddie Gunter is with us. She is the queen of the upcoming rodeo this August, right?
Yes.
And Maddie, how are you?
I'm doing very great. Thank you so much for having me.
You look like you're doing great. Got a big smile.
Happy to be here.
And a big hat. And you got the, what do you call that banner across?
That's called a sash.
Sash. So, okay, you got that going for you. So you are, tell us about yourself. Are you from Sandpoint?
Yes, I've been born and raised here. I was born here in 2004, and I've been doing 4-H for 10 years through Bonner County. I've always loved the rodeo here, so I'm just really excited to represent Sandpoint and our rodeo, and I'm currently a senior at Sandpoint High School.
Sandpoint High School.
Yeah, getting ready to go out into the world and see what I can do.
And how do you qualify, or how do you run for queen, or do you have to do something previous years to qualify for it, or how does that work?
So right around the end of July, right before our rodeo, we have a 2-day pageant, and that'll consist of different categories such as horsemanship, where we'll ride our horses through different patterns, as well as other girls' horses, and we'll also practice carrying flags and practice what's called a buzz run, which is where you'll see us at the rodeo as we like wave to the crowd during grand entry, those kind of things. And we'll also the next day have a public speaking category that we participate in where we give a prepared speech, and we'll also answer some impromptu questions regarding rodeo and everything that has to do with it, because it's important to be knowledgeable about the rodeo.
Yeah, you would think.
Right. And then we have a personal interview where we get to just talk with the judges a little bit about whether it's ourselves, our horses, how horse treatment, all that kind of stuff. And we also take a rodeo knowledge test. And all of that goes into deciding who is the next year's queen.
So do you study for the rodeo knowledge test, or do you just lean on your lifetime experience?
Well, I have learned a lot over my years as someone who's been very interested in rodeo, so I knew a lot going in, but I got to learn more as I was studying for the contest because they're asking more about like technical rules that have to do with animal care and anything such, even such as proper attire at certain times of the rodeo. I got to learn a lot more about that getting closer to the event.
So do you see yourself with a rodeo future? Are you a barrel racer or what do you like to do?
Yeah, that's actually what got me my first interest in rodeo was when I was probably 3 or 4 years old. I went to the rodeo with my family and I saw all the barrel races and I just thought, that is so cool. I want to do that. I want to be like those big girls up there. And so I asked my grandma to teach me how to ride a horse and I started riding regularly around the age of 4 and I haven't stopped since.
So, wow, that's great.
Yeah.
So back to the competition itself that you won, how many other girls are going for this and are there second place finishes or?
It really depends on the competition and what level. Since we are one small town rodeo, there weren't as many girls interested as at say like a state level or a bigger rodeo. So there was 3 of us competing this year and it was just me this year to be chosen as a representative. Sometimes, depending on how many girls try out, they'll decide to have a princess and a queen. This year just ended up being one.
So what are your duties or activities? Do you have to go to everybody's parades and stuff, or how does that work?
So at each rodeo, not ours, but they'll have different parades and luncheons and everything like that for all the queens to come to. So I'll be going across Washington, North Idaho, representing our community, doing stuff like this, going out into the communities and talking and just doing what I can to represent our rodeo as best I can.
Yeah, are you in our 4th of July parade?
I will be, yes.
Great. That'll be so much fun for you. It'll be awesome. You have a fundraiser coming up, and it's your coronation dinner type of thing. Tell us about that.
So our event is called Rhinestones and Royalty, and it is my public coronation where all of the funds raised that night are going to go towards my traveling expenses throughout the year, and whatever I'll need just so I can go out and represent our community and our rodeo. There's going to be dinner provided by Bruno from the Klondike.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you can't go wrong there.
You really can't. I'm really excited for that. We'll also have 3 different auctions. We're going to have a live auction, a silent auction, and a dessert auction, which will be comprised of different goods and services donated by the community from different vendors and different businesses from around town. And we're going to have KT Rain there.
She has worked here for years and years and years.
She'll be there and she'll be DJing for us and hosting the evening.
She's a great DJ. She's done a couple of weddings in my family over the years and sensational job.
Yeah, I'm excited. So there's going to be a lot of fun music playing. And after everything, we're going to hope to have some dancing done on the floor and it'll be very fun.
And how do you get tickets?
So you can either contact the fairgrounds or you can contact me personally. We are selling tickets for $15 each or 2 for $25. And they're going fast, so we possibly will be selling out the door, but it's best just to get them ahead of time.
Very good. So you can go to, just Google Bonner County Fairgrounds, and it's a great website. It's got all kinds of information on there, and go to the Rodeo and Rhinestones and Royalty. It is a week from Saturday on March the 12th. Before you came on, I was just talking about how that night is we spring forward.
Right.
It's almost spring. How exciting is that?
It's a very exciting way to ring in the new season.
There you go. So you can celebrate that last gloomy time at the Bonner County Fairgrounds. A live auction, silent auction, a dinner, activities, DJ music, and a no-host bar, by the way. And it's a fundraiser for you, because that was one of the questions I had is, all this traveling around and everything you do, how do you pay for it?
All the what we raise is going to go towards that, because it is a lot to travel with the horses and the trailer and then getting myself ready to go for all the different events. So every bit's going to help us out.
Are you able to do that and keep up with your studies and such?
I am, yeah. I am fortunate enough to have really understanding teachers of my situation, so they try to help me out where I can. And I love school, and I just love to work hard at it and keep up with it. So it's not hard to keep up with my studies and do all what I love.
Very good. And what do you plan on doing after high school?
Next year, I plan to attend the University of Idaho, where I will be studying to become an elementary school teacher.
That is awesome. That's a great answer.
Thank you.
I begged all five of my kids to go to U of I, but no, out of state tuition all over the place. Maddie, it's great to meet you. Great to talk to you. You're representing the fair and the rodeo so well. Are you looking forward to this year? Is it like just too exciting?
Oh, I'm so excited. This has been my dream since I was probably 4 years old, and I just can't believe it's actually happening. So excited to get started.
And again, that number for the fairgrounds, they'd be happy to sell you tickets or give you more information, is 263-8414, 263-8414. And just talk to Miranda or Darcy or anybody over there, and they'll get you taken care of. When is the rodeo this year? Do you?
This year it'll be August 5th and 6th at the Bonner County Fairgrounds.
August 5th and 6th, and of course it is the one of the best rodeos around, and it's right here in our backyard. I mean, literally in our backyard. So always look forward to that. Do you compete in rodeos yourself with the barrel racing these days, or are you just too busy with school and being the queen?
So actually, our rodeo is through the PRCA, and that is a professional level. Yeah. So I'm not quite there yet, but I hope to after my time as rodeo
queen
is done.
That was my next question. That's very good. So you want to be a barrel racer?
Oh, yes. It's funnest thing I could ever imagine doing with my life. I love it.
I would imagine the competition is intense.
Very much so. Very. It's very intimidating to see to go out to all these barrel races and see these amazing cowgirls out there doing what we all love and just kicking butt at it.
But be sure and go to your U of I and get all that taken care of first, and get that teaching degree, because you'll be glad you did. And,
right.
Do that. Talking to Maddie Gunder, she is this year's Bonner County Rodeo Queen. You can help her out a week from Saturday, March the 12th. Bonner County Fairgrounds is Rhinestones and Royalty. It's called Live Auction, Silent Auction, Dinner Activities, DJ Music, No Host, Bar. Bruno's doing the cooking. You can't go wrong. It's going to be a great night. The only thing this doesn't tell me is what time does this all start?
It starts at 5:30 p.m.
At 5:30 and probably go to, like, I'm guessing 8:30.
That's probably a good estimate. We'll just see how long everyone wants to be dancing.
Very good. Well, thanks for joining us today. It's great to meet you. And you're doing a great job so far representing Bonner County Fair. And mom's here with you. You should be very proud of her.
Thank you so much.
All right. That's going to be it for this week. And again, Maddie, you can go get her tickets at the Bonner County Fairgrounds website or calling 263-8414. That's it for this week. Till next week, I'm Bob Witte, and we'll see you later.
K246CU, 1450 KBFI, Bonners Ferry, 1400 KSPT Sandpoint, a Blue Sky Broadcasting radio station.